Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the Choc D podcast. More than your average martial arts gym. This episode is all about our success at the weekend. So we had Stafford Swinston. He's been training with us for about 18 months now. He was fighting his second MMA fight on CSFC. Down at Doncaster Dome. It was a bit of a test because it's Staff's second fight. He had his first fight a couple of weeks ago on the Yorkshire Amateur MMA Championships at Danny Mitchell's gym at Brain and Brawn in Morley. And he won via KO in the second round. To win the Yorkshire title, Yorkshire Amateur title, in his first MMA fight. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience from his stand-up game, doing boxing, Thai boxing, he's also an accomplished grappler, and he's a blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So yeah, that was the first one out of the way, straight on to CSFC. Where we took a bout against a very experienced guy, a guy called Reece Street. Now, if you've been around the MMA circuit for any amount of time, you'll know that Reece is a very experienced guy. I previously hadn't heard of him, and so when Danny Mitchell offered us the fight, I went back, did my research. Went on Sherdog, and he's got 18 fights on there already. Plus, I mean, that's only his professional fights. Plus a lot of amateur fights as well. So, I mean, it was like, I was kind of shocked that fight had been offered. But we started doing a bit of research, and I mean, although Reece is an experienced guy, he's got a lot of ring time behind him. He's a very dangerous fighter. He has a negative record. So it was like, well, Staff needs a test, and hopefully it's going to be a bit of a stand up war and give the crowd a bit of a spectacle. So yeah, we set off at around sort of 3 o'clock-ish, drove down to Doncaster, got there nice and early, ready for the rules meeting. We had the rules meeting by UFC referee Neil Hall. Gives the full SP, the full rundown on the rules. And went and had our medical, sorted out the medical. And then we start getting ready for the fight. Now, I'd speaking to Staff beforehand, and he's had a couple of interviews with Dom, the promoter of CSFC. And previously, well, no disrespect, he said that his kind of rivals were kind of Bama and Bellator and stuff like that. And I was kind of shocked because I've worked on Bama, I've worked on Bellator, I've done the commission work with those guys, and I was shocked that that's the kind of bracket that he wanted to be working in. But when I got there and saw the layout, saw the preparation, saw all the work that had been going on in the background, all the people that he's got working on the show, it was fantastic organization, and it's kind of getting up there to be one of the top professional shows in the area. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by the level of professionalism and the quality of the organization behind the show. So we was getting well looked after in the changing rooms. There was like loads of water and kind of fruit baskets and like fruit salads and stuff like that, all prepared, ready for the fighters. We were allowed to wrap our own hands, so I took care of that. Was kindly sponsored by Empire Tape, so thank you very much to Dean Sheriff and Jamie Sheldon and all the guys down there for hooking us up with some top-notch equipment, great tape, great bandages, and thank you to Jamie for the guidance in basically showing us a different angle towards the art form of hand wrapping. Jamie's one of the top hand wrappers in the country, and he's worked on pro boxing shows and he works on UFC and Bama and stuff like that. So I mean the guy really knows his stuff. He works with a lot of hand surgeons, and looking to negate any injuries or work around injuries and stuff like that, and learn how to protect the tools of the trade. So yeah, we sorted out staff's hand wraps. Had a little warm up and staff was on third. So yeah, it was Jay Furness came around. He was doing the running and organising the fighters and stuff. He took us down ready to the prep point. Reese was in the blue corner. We were in the red corner. So we went out second. Reese was already in the cage when we got there, and this was the start of the first bout. So we had a great entrance. The top quality MC, great announcing, and yeah, it started off very high paced, very intense. First few seconds, was telling staff to control the range, control the distance, because we was kind of expecting Reese to come out swinging. I mean, he's had a couple of knockouts on his record. Very dangerous left hook, real aggressive, wild, fast swinging punches. So he was getting Stafford to control the distance and use his push kicker, and take the lessons that we'd learned a couple of weeks ago on the Yorkshire Championships, and see how we could apply those. He did a great job in controlling the distance, and restarted off the proceedings, and threw a real fast right leg up kick, trying to catch Staff with a up kick underneath the chin or maybe a push kick. And then he shot straight in. So this was kind of a bit of a shock to the game plan that we had planned out. We've been working with one of our wrestling coaches. Staff's been having one-to-one work with our wrestling coach, Ian Kailu. He's a former Canadian Greco wrestling champion. So he's got great wrestling and some top quality skills. He's coached a couple of guys that have been in the Ultimate Fighter House and stuff like that. So very high level wrestler. And Staff's been having some one-to-ones with him. Now, the fact that Reese was shooting in from outside his push kicking range, Staff stuffed the takedown really quickly and sprawled on it. Shot round, took his back. He kind of sat in a seatbelt position with his left hook trapped in. His right leg was kind of flailing and looking to posture a little bit. But our Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu coach, Josh Dilcock, was screaming at him to get his hooks in, get his control, which he did. Great listening by Staff. Got his hooks in. Reese postured up, trying to turn Staff off and seeing how good and how strong his hooks were. And yeah, it kind of the hook sank in a lot deeper. Reese did a forward roll. Staff stayed on his back. He postured up, flattened him out, ended up wrapping his hooks into a full on body triangle, and started working strikes from the body triangle position, trying to develop some get some reaction and get some response, get him overcompensating with his defense, lifting his arms up, and well, once he started lifting his arms up, Staff sank in a rear naked choke and pressured him into it, like locking up the body triangle, pushing his hips into it and cranking back and putting a lot of pressure on his back, and sank in a really deep rear naked choke, taking the TKO win in 50 seconds of the first round. So it was a great all action 50 seconds. It's probably taken us longer to explain what happened than the actual fight, but yeah, I mean, it was a good test. Staff was a bit, what's the word, kind of a bit deflated afterwards. I think he was expecting a tougher challenge. He was very nervous going into it, because of the experience that Reese had and stuff like that. I told Staff not to do any of his own homework, but he obviously had done. And so he knew that the challenge that was ahead of him. So yeah, it was a great opportunity. And coming away now he's 2-0 in MMA. So yeah, walked through to the back. And we started having these chats kind of straight away. Staff was looking a bit dejected, even having his hands raised, he wasn't like massively elated. I don't think he'd even really kind of broken a sweat. So we're going to be looking to push him on for his next fight. But the thing is that when you get into this kind of level, and training at such a high level or with such intensity, these things happen. And one of the big things about it being a fight in this kind of a situation, first round knockouts are great for the spectators, and it's great for people watching. But as a participant, as a person doing the sport, you want to be challenged. You want to be pushed. Now, if you're not getting that push, if you're not getting that challenge, then it's almost like it's an easy win. Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Reese or anything. I mean, it was a solid, legit rear naked choke, a lot of pressure, and Staff's crazy strong for the weight. So I mean, it wasn't easy on Reese's part by any means, but the thing about it is that the biggest lessons to take from it has to be the fact about preparation, and managing the weight cut and seeing what it's like. I think this is the first time that Staff's actually had to cut weight and kind of go in a sauna and that kind of thing, and see how that affected his performance. And yeah, by like the next day, it was back up to maybe 60, 65 kilos or something like that. So he put like 4 kilos on overnight, which is, I mean, it's a good feed and certainly part of the rehydration process. So that was a good experience and good learning experience and like a testing of the water, should we say? Yeah, like probably 90 to 95% of a fight comes back to the preparation, and having a test of that on a big show, or on a very high level show, looking to push those boundaries. I mean, I'm really pleased as a coach by the way he approached it, and also by his dedication, making weight, being very professional, managing that. There's a few little tweaks and stuff like that that we're going to make along the way, but like I said, it's a learning process. This is what your amateur career is all about, testing what your ideal weight bracket is, seeing what it's like with a weight cut, doing it under pressure, doing it against someone with more experience, having the intimidation factor of someone more experienced, older. I mean, Reese was in great shape, and so it was also like a bit of a daunting task to see whether staff would be intimidated by his physique and his preparation and that kind of stuff. All these things start coming into play when we start looking at sports performance. But yeah, very very pleased with it, with his performance, and taking his second win. So happy days. Another marker towards his professional attitude, comes back to the fact that on Sunday, the very next day, it was straight back in the gym, sparring away with all the guys, helping out some of the junior fighters, sparring with the junior fighters. And it's kind of like been a role model in a way, showing an integrity, showing a work ethic and a drive towards this is what you need to do when you want to be a champion, when you're gonna go that extra mile. I mean, so many people will kind of switch off after a fight and go and get fat and allow themselves to yo-yo with the weight. Obviously, just kind of finding the right weight is important. But yeah, I'm very happy with how all these things have gone. So yeah, congratulations to staff. Onwards and upwards for the next one. Staff's going to be fighting again on the HGH promotion at the end of April on Liam Harrison's show. He's going to be fighting Thai boxing. He's fighting Thai boxing under B class rules, so it's 5 2-minute rounds with knees to the head, and he's doing that in his fifth Thai boxing fight. So yeah, he's certainly on a fast learning curve and doing really well. So if you want to get involved and check out some of the buy a ticket, then come and see us at the gym. Drop a message on Facebook on the Facebook page, and we can sort that out for you. And yeah, onwards and upwards to the next one. Okay, thank you very much, guys. Hope you enjoyed the little rundown. If you want any more information about Chuck D, then add us on the Facebook page. If you want any more info about CSFC, you can like their page and go back and have a look at some of the photographs and see all the results from there. Onwards and upwards. Cheers, guys. See you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.